And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 15th of July, 2014. Today begins the Hemingway Days Festival in the Florida Keys in Key West, where Hemingway spent much of the 1930s. It was on this day, 2006, that Twitter was launched, only it was called TWTTR Twitter, with no vowels, a social media platform famous for its 140-character microblogs, a social network based on text messaging. It's the birthday of the microbiologist Thomas Francis Jr., born in Gas City, Indiana, 1900, studied medicine at Yale and did research on bacterial pneumonia, but he was particularly interested in the study of viruses. He was the first American to isolate the human influenza virus and develop the first flu vaccine. He also discovered that there was more than one kind of flu virus, which is why epidemiologists release a different flu vaccine every year. Francis's flu vaccine, it is said, has directly saved more than a million lives. One of his first students in his laboratory was Jonas Salk, who went on to develop a vaccine against polio. It's the birthday of Thomas Bulfinch, Newton, Massachusetts, 1796, who studied mythology and legends, and who gave us three volumes of mythology and folktales, which combined in one volume was entitled Bulfinch's Mythology. It was first published in 1881 and has never been out of print. It's the birthday of the novelist Iris Murdoch, born Dublin, 1919, who wrote all of her novels in longhand, wrote them twice, and then put the manuscripts in a plastic bag and delivered them to her publisher and never allowed her books to be edited. Her books include The Sea, which won the Booker Prize, and The Good Apprentice. And in the 1990s, she wrote her final novel during her early stages of Alzheimer's, a psychological thriller called Jackson's Dilemma. Iris Murdoch, who said, "Writing is like getting married. One should never commit oneself until one is amazed at one's luck." And it's the anniversary of the commencement address by Ralph Waldo Emerson to the Harvard Divinity School in 1838, entitled The American Scholar, in which he laid out his philosophy of transcendentalism. It made Emerson famous, but it also made many people angry, and so he was not invited back to Harvard for another 30 years. Here's a poem for today by Alexander Pope, Solitude. Happy the man whose wish and care a few paternal acres bound, content to breathe his native air in his own ground, whose herds with milk, whose fields with bread, whose flocks supply him with attire, whose trees in summer yield him shade, in winter fire. Blessed who can unconcernedly find hours, days, and years slide soft away, in health of body, peace of mind, quiet by day. Sound sleep by night, study and ease together mixed, sweet recreation and innocence, which most does please with meditation. Thus let me live, unseen, unknown, thus unlamented let me die, steal from the world, and not a stone tell where I lie. Alexander Pope's poem, Solitude. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.